We learned yesterday that Tosfos says a chiddush in Tosfos second teretz that Eidus of Ben Gerusha B'Chalutza does not need Eidus Shati Yochalazim. And the way we learned yesterday that our Mishnah's din is Lav Dafka Ben Gerusha B'Chalutza, Lav Dafka Galus, but that it's true also about Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh and Eidus Kiddushin and Eidus Nus, we're going to learn in Yud Hashem that it applies to many different types of Eidus that you can do Kasha Zaman. So it comes out that Tosfos Teretz is a Kiddush for Kama cases, that you don't need Eidus Shati Yochalazima in all the cases where you can't do Kasha Zaman. So we learned that the Nadav Yehuda says, based on this Teretz of Tosfos, that in all of these cases that don't require Eidus Shati Yochalazima, the Eidim don't have to answer the Sheva Chakiris. The seven questions, which are questions of place and time, which are normal requirements of every Eidus. If the Eid says, Eini Yodea, I don't know, normally we throw him out of bed. So that din, that they have to answer Sheva Chakiris, does not apply to Ben Gerusha Bechalutza, etc. All the things similar to Ben Gerusha Bechalutza. It does not apply that there's a din that they have to answer the Sheva Chakiris. Why? Because what the whole reason you need Sheva Chakiris is all because you need Eidus Shati Yochalazima. So the whole reason you have to answer Sheva Chakiris is to make Eidus Shati Yochalazima, and Tosfos says that these Eidim don't require Eidus Shati Yochalazima. So Lamaisa, they don't have to know the answer to these to the Sheva Chakiris. That was the Nadav Yehuda's chiddush based on this Teretz of Tosfos. Some of the Nadav Yehuda's might ask him that this is all not going like Tosfos first Teretz, all going like Tosfos second Teretz. So the Beis Halevi disagrees. The Beis Halevi says there's no such thing as Eidus that don't need Rishon Chakiris. Every Eidus in the Torah needs three Sheva Chakira, and there is no such thing as an Eidus that says any idea to the Sheva Chakiras. It can be. I the Taina that Tosfos says that you don't need Eidus Shati Yochalazima. So the Beis Halevi comes in his style, and he says that there are two dinim in Eidus Shati Yochalazima. There are two aspects, or two parts, when we say the word that you need Eidus Shati Yochalazima. The first part is the chiddush, that by Zaynimin, if two witnesses say Eidus, and two other witnesses come and say Imanu Ayisem, we believe the second pair and not the first pair. Now, you have to realize that that's a very big chiddush. Learning the whole parak, you have to realize that the whole parasha is learning chiddushim. Normally, if two witnesses come into Bezdin and they say something, two other witnesses contradict them, what do we normally do? If there's tray to tray, we don't know who to believe. Normal case, you have two witnesses say one way, two witnesses say the other. We call that Eidus Mucheshes, Eidus that are contradicting each other. So, we don't know who to believe. Normally, it's a suffix. By Eidim Zaynimin, there's a chiddush that we believe the second pair of Eidim over the first. The first pair of Eidim say that we saw Reuven kill Shimon. And the second pair of Eidim say, no, it's not true, you were with us elsewhere. So logically, I would say it's trey v'trey. The parsha of Eidim Zaynimin is mechadesh, that we believe the second pair of Eidim and we assume the first pair of Eidim are liars. Want to know why? It's Svara, it's nothing there. But that's definitely the halach, that we believe the second pair over the first pair by Zaynimin. That's the first din. By Salevi's prayer, the first din in Zaynimin is that we believe the second kat Eidim over the first pair of Eidim. That's one chiddush in the parsha of Zaynimin. Then there's a second chiddush in the parsha of Zaynimin, and that is that they get are punished in einish of kasha zaman, which is also a chiddush. That the Zaynimin, the people who said false witness, they get kashazava matis lachiyat kenya yotalai. What he tried to do to the people he said witness about, he's punished. So there are two dinim in two chiddush dinim in Zayin. One that we believe the second pair of eight is not the first, and secondly that we give him an einish of kashazama. Now, Dr. Beis Halevi, when we learned this taisis, Aydei Shleimer, the Gavi Eidus Ben Gairusha V'Chatzu Luta, Loi Chayshin and Klav Ati Yochel Azima, what does taisis mean? It means the second din doesn't apply to Ben Gairusha. The din that you give an Einish of Kasha Zamam, that din does not apply to Eidus of Ben Gairusha, Eidus of Galus, the Kedushin, all these types of aims. That halacha of Kashazama Mateis, which is the second din, the din Einish, that, so Taisis, I have a Mechadish, you don't need Eidish at the Yachalazima, the Negeya, what? The Negeya, the Einish. However, what's Negeya to the first din of Eidim Zainamin? That Eidim Zainamin are, that the first pair of Eidim that said something, and the second pair of Eidim said Imanu Yisa, that we say we don't believe the Haggadah of the first pair, that applies to Ben Gurusha, Eidei Ben Gurusha too. That applies everywhere. That applies to Eidus of every single Eidus in the Torah. So the Beis HaLevi says that when Taisus says that Eidei Ben Gurusha don't have to be Eidus at Tayachal Azima, he's only saying that they don't need to be able to get an Einish of Atiyachal Azim. But the Etzem Din, that there's a Mitzias of being Mazen them and not believing them, that must apply to every pair of witnesses. No exceptions. Ben Grusha, Eide Kedushin, Eide Znus, Eide Golos, Eide Kaifer. All the cases that we're ever going to talk about, the Beis HaLevi says, there's no such thing. All Eidus have to be able to be caught lying based on Hazama. That parsha of Hazama applies to every age. So the way the Beis HaLevi understands, the kasha was that why is it Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima? Why? Because they don't get the Einish. Because they don't get the Einish of Hazama. So that we're answering, you don't need it. The second din of Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima you don't need by Eidei Ben Gurusha. Taisus was never asking that you can't, that the first din doesn't apply. First din does apply Eidei Ben Gurusha. If Eidei Ben Gurusha say, we saw the mother get a get, this in this place, and this in this time, and other Eidim say, Manu Hayisem, Baisayim, in a different place, so the first din will apply. We're going to not believe the first pair, and we will believe the second pair. The first din of Eidim Zainimim, that applies to every pair of Eidim in the Torah. Memela, you need Shiva Hakiris. Because in order to accomplish the first din of Eidim Zainimim, which is to be able to say, Manu Eisim, Bamak and Pliny, and we don't believe you, we believe the second pair, you can't do that unless they answer the Shiva Hakiris to say where they were and at what time. So Zot the Beis HaLevi, that halacha that you have to answer Sheva Chakiris always applies. Because the Sheva Chakiris is Negeya to the din of Eidushat Yochel Azima to slug them up. And that you have to have by every pair of Eidus in the Torah. Taisus Chiddush is only that the Einish of Kasha Zaman you don't need. This is the Chiddush of the Beis HaLevi. Does that understand her? What's going on? Because the whole night of Yehuda is based on the Eidus. Because according to Taisa's first side, you do need Eidus Shati Yochel Azim. Certainly the way we understood Taisa's first side yesterday. The night of Yehuda says so. Well, so that's the question. The question is, I'll tell you that, Amos, today I came into Yeshiva understanding that the Beis HaLevi is very mistaken. Beis HaLevi is very mistaken that you need Eidus Shati Yochel Azima to shlug them up. You should need. But the din in Einish, not that way. But in talking with different people over the day, so a number of people pointed out that faces Lashon. Like, how does the Nei Yehuda understand? What's the Sar of the Nei Yehuda? What's the Nei Yehuda's take on it?
Like,
what did you do? So what? Why? So why is Nei Yehuda taking the Beis HaLevi's time? Now, there are two demons. But my son, he can say that two demons. Just that what? Yeah, Nei Yehuda understands that's all one parasha. You can't cut it in half. So you're going to say it's all one parasha of Zayman. Either Zayman does apply, or Zayman doesn't. Hashem does apply or doesn't apply. Nei Yehuda apparently understands that we don't cut it in half. We don't split it in half. We just say that Tosfos says you don't need Eidus HaYochel HaZima, period. You don't need any aspect of HaYochel HaZima. That seems to be the way that Nei Yehuda understood. The whole parasha of Zayman doesn't apply to Ben Gurion Mechabot. Beis HaLevi is saying no. Beis HaLevi says no, the whole parasha applies. Just the Einish doesn't apply. Now if you look at it that way, Tosfos Lashon, Gabi Eidus Ben Gurion Mechabot Lechashina Klal Ba'at HaYochel HaZima, more than that, Tosfos Lashon after that, the Mehecha Nachman to be an Eidus Shiat HaYochel HaZima Mekash HaZama. Vamuchas b'gemar, the kasha samu, and nichtav l'gavi edis ben grusha, v'loi koi klal oleho b'shum tzad shabayimam. What does Tosfos mean, b'shum tzad shabayimam? V'loi koi klal oleho b'shum tzad shabayimam. You can't get an Einish any which way. V'loi tzad shabayimam. In any which way, you can't get the Einish or kasha samu. V'loi koi oleho klal. Does he mean the Einish or does he mean the Parsha? Does it mean the Einish of Kasha Zaman doesn't go to Ben Grusha Bishum Tzacha Ba'ilam? Does it mean the Parsha of Kasha Zaman doesn't go on Ben Grusha Bishum Tzacha Ba'ilam? Maybe it doesn't apply here that if people say Mano Yisem, that people say Mano Yisem, they say it's not true. So maybe it's Trey Betray. What's the Lashon B'Shum Tza? Maybe B'Shum Tza B'Ayla means you can't even find a Hechatimsa where a Ben Grusha will get Kasha Zaman. Like now we're also, you can find a Hechatimsa. Like Ben Grusha, you can't even find a Hechatimsa. This is the Machlokes Nei Yehuda, and it comes down really to two words. Tosfos says, "Vaykoy b'shum shabayilam." Does Tosfos mean the einish doesn't go on ben grusha b'shum shabayilam? That's how the Beis HaLevi understood. The Tosfos is just talking about the einish, which is the second din of zaymanim. The first din of zayman does apply. Or does Tosfos mean "Vaykoy klal" means the parsha of zaymanim doesn't go at all? If the parsha doesn't go at all, that's apparently the way Nei Yehuda understood. So parsha of Zayman doesn't go on this case. Apparently, that's the way he understood. You know, Yisrael, they give out Benas Manim booklets with questions. See that? But I didn't have a name for it, no? The Bratabon. In yeshivas, the last couple of years, they gave in the summer a booklet with 100 questions or 200 questions of general interest. You might be holding in a Soviet. You have to know how to learn a little. And it's sort of a contest, people to try to answer it. So they had a question on the first Mishnah Makkos. They asked the following question. How's it shayach the case of zayin by ben grusha ben chalutza? We know the halacha is that you don't do the whole parasha of kasha zamam applies ever only if there was a gemar din, only if the witnesses fooled bezdin and bezdin paskin al pihem, and then there's zayin. Then we say kasha zamam. Right? The whole parasha of Kashas Zomer implies only Nigmar Adin Afiyam. That's the Gemara Leia. Right? Also, there's an interesting halacha we're going to have later, which is known as Kashas Zomer V'loi Kasha Asa. You ever heard the phrase? You need Kasha Zomam, or like Kasha Asa. There's no such Gemara, just everyone thinks it's a Gemara. But there's a Rabashi says, Rosh Nagrashi, that you need Kasha Zomam, or like Kasha Asa, which means, you hear Halacha. Two witnesses come to Bezin, and they say, Reuven killed Shimon, and they fool Bezin. And Bezin kills Reuven. They give Reuven Nisa, he's a murderer. And afterwards, Zaynimin come, they say, Yimano Yisem B'makam Pliny. So then, the Pasha Vazama doesn't apply. Kasha Zaman, it has to be they tried to give someone Nisa, and they were caught. V'loi Kasha Rasa, not if they were successful. Now you'll ask me, it doesn't make any sense. Madach, if they try to give someone Nisa, they get punished. Kasha Rasa, okay. So that's the Chiddush of Eidim Zayin. But Lamaisa, that's the Halacha. Kasha Zaman, V'loi Kasha Rasa. True? So the question that was asked was, how do you ever have Zaynimin by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? How do you ever have Zaynimin if when they, what's the Gemara did? Best in, I don't know, they bang with a hammer or they give a clap on the table. They say, okay, we pass it as a cholo. Right? That's the Gemara did. We pass it as a cholo. Now what is Kasha Asa? It's the same thing. It happens simultaneously. There's no Misa, there's no Malchus. That just passes. He's a Chol. He's not allowed to marry, his daughter's not allowed to marry a Chayim. He's not allowed to eat Truma. He can't do Abayda. Good Kasha, no? That at the same time that they do, what? Isn't it the same time?
That's the
Pasuk
name of
a Chol. That's the Pasuk name of a Chol. Isn't that Kasha
also? But he did not become a Chol, nevertheless.
Maybe he didn't become a Chol.
He didn't become a Chol.
He didn't become Asa Petrulman.
That's another reason why you're talking.
You can't be covered. You can't be
covered. What? I think it's not really shame. Maybe. All right, so the other shame. Now, all right, so let me phrase it differently. Let me phrase it differently. See, they asked it in this booklet on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. I saw Shmuel Rizovsky asked the same kasha, which Yaakov's objection won't apply to, by Eidus Kiddush HaChaydush. Eidim come in, and they say, Eidus, that we saw a new moon yesterday. Listen. Bezin questions them, Bezin passes up here. Then, Bezin says, Mekudish, Mekudish. That's the Gemara did. What happens when Bezin says, Mekudish, Mekudish? It becomes Rish Chaydush. Later, Zaynimin come. They say, "Mano Yisem B'makam Pliny." Right. So that's those are Zaynimin. So the halacha is that the Eidei Kiddush HaChaydush, like I told you, they get Malchus because it's Pashtus they get Malchus. There are those who argue, but Pashtus they get Malchus because you need because you are Malchus them. The Hazama of Eidei Kiddush HaChaydush is gets Malchus as well. That's the assumption. The fact of Shmuel Rizovsky, the same kasha, he asks, how do you have a space between the Gemara Din and the carrying out of the Din? The Gemara Din is when Bezin said Mekudesh Mekudesh. And at that time it became Rish Chaydush. The halacha is that Bezin says it's Rish Chaydush, it's Rish Chaydush, even if they're Mutayim, even if someone fooled them. When Bezin says Rish Chaydush, that becomes Rish Chaydush. So there it is, Rish Chaydush. Follow the kasha. So how do you have a case? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it's shy of the case of that you need Eidei Shati Yochal Azima. How do you have a case of Eidei Shati Yochal Azima? As soon as Bezin says the Gemara Din, that's also Kasha Zomalai Kasha Asa. So there's no moment where they could become Zaynimin. In fact, a normal pair of Eidos comes to Bezin. First, they say witness, then Bezin paskins, and then Bezin carries out the p'sak din. So Zaynimin is only between the Gemara Din and Bezin carrying it out. That's the only window of time that the parsha of Zaynimin applies. But by Eidus Kiddush HaChaydush, there's no window of time that the Eidus of Kiddush HaChadosh ever applies. So how do Eidus of Kiddush HaChadosh, how is it Eidus Shati Yachal Azima? It's always Eidus Shati Yachal Azima. What? Mamin Nisa Malkus. Right? Anything that requires to carry out something. The problem is that Eidus of Kiddush HaChadosh, Eidus Shati Yachal Azima. The clock is for Kiddush. But these witnesses are Eidus Shati Yachal Azima. When can you be mazin them?
You can't
be mazin them. Oh, but it's Mukhlas in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that Eidus Kiddush HaChadosh has to be Eidus Shati Yachal Azima. There is no, but the Eidus Kiddush HaChadosh is never possible. Zot Rishur Rizovsky, like the Beis HaLevi, it's good. Because when we say, Kasha Zama, but like Kasha Asa, that's the din in which one of the two dinim of Eidus Zaydanin? You follow? You have? When we say Kasha Zama, but like Kasha Asa, that's Megabe what? Think about it for a minute. Two Eidim come, they say Reuven killed Shimon. Right? Bezdin believes them, and Bezdin says Reuven's a Ritzayah, so they kill Reuven. Where do they bury him? Where do you bury Ritzayah? You bury him in the special Beis HaKfaris for Reitzim. Right? You don't bury him in all Beis HaKfaris, right? So Reuven got Nisa. Now, Eidim come, and they say they come late. Right after he gets Nisa, they come running in, they say, don't kill him. Imano Yisem, not complaining. Right? We killed him already. So what does that mean, it's too late? It's too late for what? It's too late that we don't give an einish. There are two dinim in Eidim Zaydanim. That we don't believe the first pair, and they get an einish. It's taka too late, kasha zama, v'loi kasha asa, is the din of the einish. Batsisim loi kasha zama masis lachit. That's the pasuk of what? Of einish. So in the einish of Eidim Zaydanim, there's a din that you only give them a punishment, kasha zaman v'lay kasha asa. If they did it already, they don't get punished. However, megabe the first din of Eidim Zaydanim, the nemanistic din, based on Levi's first din. What was his first din? That when the second pair of Eidim come, we believe them, we say the first pair of Eidim are liars. That applies even if the kasha asa. You have a shayla where to bury this reitzayah. We'll bury him in a normal Beis HaKfaris. Why? Because once you mazim the Eidim, we're going to believe the second pair. The second pair of Eidim we're going to believe. They're the ones that say the first one's Imanu Yisa. First one's Amuzim. And we'll believe he wasn't a Reitzayach. We shouldn't have killed him. Too late. Killed him already. We can't make him alive again. But we're certainly not going to bury him in a Beis HaKfaris of Reitzin. Because now we believe that we made a mistake. The second pair of Eidim said about the first pair Imanu Yisa. Now, it's true, the first pair, they did their terrible aveira. They lied and bested, and they accomplished what they wanted. Reuven was killed. And Kashazama, like Kashasa says, they don't get an einish of Kashazama. But like the Beis HaLevi, that's all in the second din of, all of that is the second din of Zaydanim, the einish. In the first din of Zaydanim, which is that we believe the second pair, and we consider the first pair of Eidus as witness, the testimony disproved, it's ice thrown out, that applies, even after Kasha also, that we throw out the first pair of Eidus as witness. The Melas, Zakreb Shmuel, it comes out that they say the Shati Yachal Azima, the Eidus of Kiddush HaChadosh are Eidus Shati Yachal Azima. What does it mean, Eidus Yachal Azima? If somebody's going to come late and say something about them, we're going to assume that they're liars. They're liars and bastards. Not Gemina, we won't believe them next time. We won't believe it. Zeres Arkasa, we believe the second pair and not the first pair. That din that the first pair are considered liars and bastards, that din of Zaydanim remains. Like the Beis HaLevi says, that din always applies. And the Mela, the Kasha was, Eidus of Kiddush HaChadosh is Eidus Shati Yachal Azima. Not Eidus Shati Yachal Azima. You could be mad at them. The first din of Hazama, you could do to them. It's Eidus Shati Yachal Azima.
The
Even if Rishchai stays the way it is. But the first aid, they're not going to be considered shakranim. They're going to come to say different aids. They're going to say they're liars. They're never going to believe them.
As that depends on the food.
What? No, the kasher made the question of Yehuda.
No, it might be the whole the second type of kasher. And in any case where you can't give punishment,
that's a problem because it's kamadim of Rosh Gemara that Eidus Kiddushah Chaydish does need Eidus Shati Achalazima, and Eidus Kiddushah you certainly can't do kasher zama to them. These Eidus Shati Achalazima, it says kamadim of Rosh Gemara. It doesn't say those words, but it says something which means. So maybe Yehuda Shver, how are Eidus Kiddush Achayis Eidus Shati Yecholazimah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole parsha of Azama doesn't apply to him. The Oynish of Malkus Arboim was said is up Leisan. It's Leisan Bereicha they could do. It's the Pesot in this
there.
Amishnah is talking about Eidim that were Huzam. People said about the Imanu Yisam, but no complaint. Since we can't do Kasher Zamen, we give Leisan Abarecha a Chaka. We give him a different mouth. I say the Shiat Yochel Azima. And some lady says, no, it's not Eidim Shiat Yochel Azima. You can be Mazim them with the first Din Azama. It's still Eidim Shiat Yochel Azima. Okay? Still Eidim Shiat Yochel Azima. No, you have to realize it's true. Hazama is a deterrent. That's what you're saying. The whole point of Hazama is to be a deterrent because he'll be punished. That's only half true. It's true. Hazama is a deterrent because he'll be punished. And that doesn't apply here. But the fact that you need Eidushat Yochel Azima, meaning that they can be disproved by people saying Manu Yisa, that they can be disproved that halachi is still needed, like the Beis Halei. So the great deterrent of punishment you don't have. But the fact that they can be disproved by one of these, and that you still do have.
With the
kasher. What does he do with the kasher? It's very involved. Very involved. What's maybe you're going to do? So Shmuel Zosky has an eighth of him. To make him a flex to shine him and to be tailored everything. And you have to make my flex to have it in order to answer. So this debate how ladies decide, I suspect that we're going to be coming back to this decide to split up Hazama yet in the future, and we'll see. But I'll go put him, this is the decide of the Beis HaLevi. Okay, once we spoke about the Beis HaLevi, let's move on to his son. This is the Beis HaLevi's son. Right, you all know that, you should know. Right? Right. Chaim Briska was the son of Beis HaLevi, right? Beis HaLevi was the Rav of Briska. And Beis HaLevi was originally the Shashiva in Slovakia, in Balazhin. It was one of two Rosh Hashivas, and it's entire over Rosh Hashiva Shah. The Beis HaLevi lost his entire, so he moved to Brisk. If you would have wondered in Tyra, we would have never heard that there was such a city as Brisk in Europe, right? And Beis HaLevi, when he became a Shiva, he moved to Brisk, he became the Rav of Brisk. So Rav Chaim Brisk is his son, and the Brisk Rav is his identical. It's all because the Beis HaLevi gets the Brisk, right? Rav Chaim has a Shtickel Torah on this mission as well. It's nothing to do with the Beis HaLevi. Rav Chaim, the truth is, he has a bomb cash on this mission. What in the world going on in this Mishnah? Let's say you know, you have a friend, and you know he's a Ben Grusha. You have a friend, you know his mother's a Grusha, and he's not letting Truma, and his daughter's not married. Okay, what do? You go to Bezin. Why don't you go to Bezin? Let's say you see a friend eating a bag of potato chips. You know it's trite. So you go right to Bezin, tell Bezin it's trade. You need to be happy, you don't go to Bezin. You go to your friend and you tell him, you know, it's trade. If he keeps on eating it, so what are you going to do? It's not something you go to Bezin for. Bezin is when two people have a disagreement, you go to Bezin. Right? Two people have a disagreement, you go to Bezin. if somebody knows that his friend is a Ben Grusha, so you go to Bez. What do you want the guy to do with Bez? You go over to him, you tell him, you're not allowed to, your daughter's not married, your cousin.
He thinks he's not.
What do you want the guy to do? What? Well, what doesn't enforce, he helps his sister bad. So if I see someone eating traitors, I run to Ben, he's eating traitors, and Ben sends the police to stop him.
Well, that doesn't affect you.
So is the Chal Shabbos. I send somebody to Ben.
It doesn't affect
you. If he's Truman, it affects me. So he does the Avodah. I'll take the after this, not based on English. What? So what I should do is go over to the Chutanim and tell him you should know he's a Chalo. What? So they don't care. So what are you going to do if they don't care? Bezos doesn't do that. If somebody goes, he's over a lab, Bezos sent out the...
You do something with
Let me tell you. Maybe you're right. If he's ready to get married, you go running to bed. I don't think so. But certainly, Stamma's like to go to bed and say to Ben Grusha.
If you tell a guy he can't marry,
okay, go to bed. Bed and stop. Maybe you're right. Let me ask you another question, which Rav Chaim also asks. Why do you need two witnesses for? If what you're eating is trade, you need two witnesses. Eidah and Emma Bissur. Why do you need two witnesses for? So why do you need two witnesses? Rav Chaim nems on that you need two witnesses because ain davish of erev a pachas mishnayim. This is called a davish of erev grusha. That's a pasha. Grusha is only in its alam. Rav Chaim nems on that ain davish of erev a pachas mishnayim applies to our mishnah as well, and to say this, if someone's a ben grusha, you need two witnesses. Memela, Zakar Chaim. Anytime you need two witnesses, anytime you need one eight echad, you don't go to bed, you go over to the person personally, and you tell them. Anytime you need two witnesses, you need bed. Chaim says, anytime you need two witnesses, you have to have Bezdin. Memela, our mission is good. Why? Chaim doesn't explain. Why you need two witnesses, so therefore you need Bezdin, why? Chaim doesn't explain why you need it. What? Dabba Shabbat, but let's say it is a Dabba Shabbat. So it needs two witnesses. Why do they need two witnesses in Bezdin? Let them come over to the man and tell him, you know, you're a fellow and you have a problem. So he'll say, Yashkayach, and he'll listen to them. If he has a Shabbat, go to his rab. What does that have to do with a Bezdin? What do you need a Bezdin for? What? What? Why? Why do you need Eidah's commission of Ruvin? Why? You're missing the punchline. What's the difference in Eidah say Eidah's in Bezdin or not in Bezdin? There's a Chavis Das in Hilchos Nida. It's in the Kuf Pei Hei. Chavis Das says in the Rambam the following. The Rambam says, I can figure out a case where an Eid Echad is Mechayev Malkus. How can you have such a case? So the Rambam did say I could have the case. And the Eid Echad comes to us and he says, this piece of meat is Chelev. Is Eid Echad Nem Bisurin? Of course. So when Eid Echad comes, he says, this meat is chayla. Then, the next day, two witnesses see someone eat that piece of meat. Now they need two witnesses to see him eat it. The two witnesses say, don't eat it, it's chayla, and he eats it anyway. Now he comes to Bezdin, we're going to give him Malkus. He ate chayla, we ate the veil. So he tells Bezdin, no, it wasn't chayla. So Bezdin says, what do you mean? Someone said it was chaylov yesterday. Yeah, but he was an eid echad. So the Rambam, no. If the eid echad came originally, before he ate, when it was just a shaylov issa, and eid echad says, this is chaylov, then, if later he eats it, once Bezdin accepts it's chaylov, because eid echad is nema, if somebody eats it, then it's considered to be Badai Chelev, and when two witnesses see him eat it, he gets malchus. Because an Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim. And at the time the Eid Echad said the Eidus, he was believed. Now, if the Eid Echad wouldn't come earlier, he'd only come later, after the first Eid, then he'd say Eidus at Chelev would be too late, then it's a Shaila Malchus. Follow? The Eid Echad would have come later, the Eid Echad would have come after the person ate it. And he comes to the bed and says, there was chaylev. They need two witnesses, the shaylev out. But if at the minute the Eid Echad came, it was only a shayla of Isser, Eid Echad never be surim, once he says his Eidus is accepted, that the Rambam, Perek Hazayin, the Pilk of Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, Eid Echad never be surim, is Gepaskin, and later if someone eats it, he gets mom. In fact, the Chavis Das what do you mean? Let's say witnesses say this is Chayla. The next day, the one witness says it's Chayla. The next day he comes back, he says, I was just joking yesterday. Could he say he was joking?
No.
Generally, person could say he was joking. A person could be chayzer. In Hilchas Nida, the Gemara has a case, the Shechnach has a case where a woman says, I'm a Nida. The next day she says, oh, yesterday I was joking, I did it for this and this reason. I had a reason why I said I was a Nida. So she believed, she can undo her yesterday's witness. What? Nida Namasla. That's because of Dino Shavya Nashkadita Bisura. The halacha is, person can always retract what he said, except if he said it in Bezdin. Except if he said it in Bezdin. Once you say Eidus in Bezdin, there's a Gezeres HaKasim. Kivan, Sheigit, Shavein HaChayzer Magda, Din in Bezdin. Kivan, Sheigit, Shavein, that's only a Din in Bezdin. But any other time, a person says, this is Chaylev, he could retract later. So Frech Dechavis Das, what's the Rambam talking about? You're going to give Misa based on the Eid Echad who said it's Chaylev? Rambam says, first of all, it was Hasra Safi. The Tzureidim didn't know if it's Chaylev, the person could retract. And I know you're going to jump on me, is it really Hasra Safi? Chavzda says it's Hasra Safi. And they're going to jump on me, so I want to protect myself and say, even if it's not Hasra Safi. But it's mind-boggling to say Bezdin can give someone Malchus and the Eidus can retract later. What kind of Eidus? That's an Eidus that you give Malchus based on. This bothers the Chavis Das. Zot the Chavis Das, Elomai, when the Rambam said, the Eid Echad said, Zu Chaylev, must be said it in Bezdin. Incredible Chiddush, the Chavis Das. Must be said it in Bezdin. Why? Why would a person come to Bezdin and say, you know, that piece of meat is Chaylev? The Chavis Das, yeah. Because since it's an afghamina later, if someone eats it, he gets malchus, Bezdin would accept such Eidus. Tremendous Chiddush. Bezdin will accept Eidus of Isser Veheder. Yeah. Bezdin will accept Eidus of Isser Veheder. Even though what's their business? No. But since it could be Negea later, to an Einish, Bezdin accepts Eidus of Isser Veheder. Somebody wants to come into Bezdin and say, Eidus, yeah, my friend's potato chips are trade. Well, his friends didn't eat them yet. Those pages, so he says, no, accept it. They'll record the Eidus. And later, there'll be Negeah. They'll pull out the record and they'll see that it was Takachela. And anybody who says anything to Bezdin can't retract. Puts the Bezdin could always retract. See, I was joking. Even if you didn't mind, they could retract. Two Eidim outside of Bezdin could retract. No question about it. They could say, Meshata, you see, I was joking. Or Mavuda, you see, I was making a mistake. It's only when you say it in Bezdin that you can't retract.
What do you mean?
Dosa Isser is 1A. Erava is 2A. So the Reb Chaim considered this a double shed of Erava, so he says it needs 2A. Then you need 2. By Trifus, you need 1. But the point is, even though it's not a Maisa Bezdin right now, Ben Grusha is not a Maisa Bezdin, he didn't marry anyone yet. Afal Pikein, it doesn't matter. If you come to Bezdin, Bezdin will record you with your eidus. That is Pshat and Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that you need, that you're going to come to Bezdin. You will come to Bezdin. Why is Bezdin accepting such eidus? Why is Bezdin accepting such eidus? The reason Bezdin is accepting such eidus is because Bezdin accepts eidus of even Isurin, Kolkin Dabba Shabbat, which is not Negeya, to be any nice of Bezdin. Bezdin reports such eidus. This is the explanation of Reb Chaim, which I heard, I learned Marcus one summer, Reb Bruce from Beis HaTalmud in Shir, and in the bungalow colony I was in, and this is how he explained to Reb Chaim, that this Chav is Das. That's Trev Reb Chaim. That Kivin Shehigit Shemein HaFaizer Umagin, that's why you're going to say Eidus and Bezdin. That's Trev Reb Chaim, and that's Pshat here in the Mishnah. Okay. So far so good. We have a pshat and why they're coming to Bezdin. Okay, I'd like to speak out something else and see if it fits. Okay, the Ktzais, the Tzimim Lamed Ches, Sifkotin Beis. It's the middle of it. Them to Diva, there are two dots and it starts like a new piece in the middle. The Ktzais has the following shaila. two Adim say that your wine, a guy touched your wine, which means they're making the wine trade. Two Adim come and they say, Nisnasach Yena Shalvayna. And then someone's mazim, those two Adim. Do they have to pay for the wine? Two Adim came into Bez, and what did they do? He said, that wine is Yayin Nesach. Did they try to be b'chayev anyone money? No, they didn't say somebody has to pay for it. They said, the guy touched it. They weren't saying just to make the guy pay. They were telling the year, you should know your wine is Yayin Nesach. So, and then they're who's them? They say, Mano, you send the book of Pliny. It's you're lying. Do the dinim of Eidim Zaynim that apply. What's a Shaila? You need Eidus Birei Ehu, Eidus on the person, or even Eidus on a Chetzel, Eidus on an object. They're saying Eidus, this wine is Yayin Nesser. They're saying Eidus, not trying to punish the owner, not trying to do any might to bed, I'm just saying this is Yayin Nesser. So the owner ends up losing money, right? Not that Eidus is taking it away from him, he's still holding the same wine he held before. No, but you're letting him hold the barrel of the wine, you just telling him that wine is worth less. If it's really, they're telling him you can't drink that wine. Really, you could drink the wine. But you're telling him that if you're a firm person, you wouldn't drink it. They're fooling him. They're fooling him, right? They're causing him a loss. The Tzai says, it's Shaya Chedim Zayin, and then you have to pay, the way you all understand. What? She did as a nice bed. Being the Kaddish, the Chedish is a nice bed. So I understand there's a passion of Zayin. Here's no Maisa Bezdin. It doesn't do anything. Witness to say that it's Yayin Nesef. There's no Maisa Bezdin here.
It's in
the Bezdin,
right?
Right? It doesn't do anything to the person. What? Eidus on?
Still not
Eidus on? It's true. But there's a Maisa Bezdin that's taking place. There's no question that there's a passion of Zayin. And the Ktzai says it applies. The Nesivis also Sukkot and Beis. Nesivis was in a bad mood that day. He argues the exact Ktzai says it's like 16. Nesivis argues it all 6. You have to catch in the middle where he argues with this part. But in this part, the Nesivis argues. He says, what are you talking about? It's not the Yenish of Pliny. That's not a Eidus and Bezdin. It's not a Maya. It has nothing to do with Bezdin. It's not the Yenish of Pliny. What does that do with Bezdin? It's not our God and Bezdin. So remember, there's no parsha of Hazama. Hazama applies to Eidus and Bezdin. Hazamah does not apply to Eidus that's not in Dan. So the Seva says there's no parasha of Hazamah. This is a machlokes discussion. The Seva, we have many machlokes discussions. The Seva, fine. Now, how come? The Kabbalah Das fits with the Ktzayis or the Seva? Kabbalah Das fits with. What did Chavis Das say? Chavis Das said, the way if you have a problem, keep it shaking, Shavena Chayzer or Magid. If you have a problem, keep it shaking, Shavena Chayzer or Magid. Right? You have a problem, so therefore, Bezer will accept Avis on anything. On Issa Hezer or Begush. That was the Chavis Das' decision, that's the way we explain the Chayz. That stems with whom? The Ktzayis and the Seva. And the Ktzayis. Because the Ktzayis says that a Chaya doesn't stem within the Seva. Now here's the hard question. So if we just say that the Chavis Das and the Seva are arguing? Can the Chavis Das be arguing within the Seva? Huh? The same person. Chavis Das and then the Seva is the same person, right? Of Yaakov of Lisa, who wrote the Karkayim that we spoke about in Tzachim, also wrote the Derech Karkayim, which in Shabura fought all the time. He also wrote the Jesus, and he also wrote the Kabbalah Das. So we have a bit of a problem. The Ktzayis and the Shef Shmait are the same person. Ktzayis and the Sivis always fight, but they're definitely not the same person. The Ktzayis and the Shef Shmait are the Ruin, is one person. Another. And the Nesivis, the Rima Lisa, who is the Pesach Hadar, wrote the Nesivis, and the Chavis Das, and the Mekar Chayim, and the Derech HaChayim, and among other Sfarim, many Sfarim. So so we have a problem. It seems to me that there's a little bit of, at least the way I'm explaining it, the Nesivis, and again, well, what is the underlying issue here? And the underlying issue is, this parsha of Edom Zayinim, does it apply to dinim that don't require Haggadah Eidus Bezer? Does it apply or doesn't it apply? The Ktzayis says it applies. Even though that doesn't mean Haggadah Eidus Bezer. It's not that Yehne shall apply me. It's really dinim Yitzhak Beheser. Achol Pikei. Dinim Zayinim apply. The Seder says, no, Zayinim doesn't apply to something Shehne Tzorach Haggadah Bezer. This whole parasha is only applied only to things that are in Haggadah Bezer. Fine. That's so. The way we explained, at least the previous Chavis Das, says they never have these stories. How does it ever happen? Only this Haggadah Bezer. He's saying you do need a Haggadah Bezer for Dina Yitzhak Bezer. So if you do need a Haggadah Bezer for Dina Yitzhak Bezer, so then the other Nesivis doesn't make sense. It's not the same issue of why you also should need Haggadah Bezer. So maybe you'll try to answer like that. Explain. Maybe the Seva holds if the Ktzayis will hold Hazam applies to everything. The Seva will hold it applies only to things that might be Negea later on. Now, Chaylev might be Negea later on. Somebody to get smoked. The Snasech Yehnei Shoplayim might that be Negea later on? Chayla also. Maybe you say a guy touched it, maybe the Rabbana, but if you say this not that yay name, he's a poor love I desire. That Chayla could apply later as well. Certainly could apply. If the person sold the wine, someone paid, and he says the Mechatol, yay nefer. The Chayla could apply. So then the guy's a problem. Seems to have a problem. It's not so hard to work on because both in the Seva and the Chavis Das, the crucial part is only one line here and one line there. You have to try to probe and find some chiluk between the two. I'm not sure how to find a chiluk between the two. This is a problem. There's one other problem. It's a short one. The answer might be long, but the problem is short. That Rambam in Perek Tazayin of Hilchos Sanhedrin, if you look it up, you can see it. The Sia Kiddush. The Rambam said, why was the Rambam saying? That if the Eid Ephod says Zu Chaylev, and later Somebody eats it, he gets mouthy. Then Rana gives a few examples. Listen to his next example. The Rana says that the eight Echad said, this woman is a Grusha. And later, she goes and marries a Kayin, will give Malkus up to eight Echad. That's what says the Rana. Yeah? And the eight Echad says, this woman is a Grusha. And later, two witnesses come and say, oh, he married a Kayin, the Kayin married her. We're going to give the Kayin Malkus. That's what says the Rambam. Much fair. Mm-hmm. What did Rabbi Kayin say? That Grusha is a Davish of Erev. And Davish of Erev is a Pachim Mishnayim. And that Rambam says the Salish, that Grusha is never to say this woman is a Grusha. Now, it's true. The Arishayim that say the Farish that Edith Ben Grusha needs two witnesses. But the Rambam, at least, seems to say that Edith Ben Grusha only needs one witness. That's a problem. Sounds like it's not a double Shabbat. I think logically there's a terrorist to this, a possible terrorist. So you think about it. We have to start moving. Tomorrow I'm going to the second Taisus Me'idim together with the Mashal. You'll see the Mashal's Kasha. Taisus Sof says a one-line tariff of the Mashal's Kasha, which you should look at. We're going to discuss it in Yisrael tomorrow. Okay.